It's time for the Verizon winning formula. Welcome back. I'm Paul Allen. This is Vikings Game Plan, and that's Mike Wabshaw from Vikings.com. He carries us through special teams, defense, and offense. You just saw Adrian Peterson cut loose for 82 yards at Lambeau Field. That is the longest run in Adrian Peterson's career. So let's find the offensive winning formula for today against the Chicago Bears. What do you have?
It's nothing too complicated or scientific. You just have to get Christian Ponder into a rhythm. We know Adrian Peterson is going to get going, and the Bears probably aren't going to be able to stop that. The key, get Christian Ponder in an early rhythm. I think he's a guy who relies on confidence, Paul. You remember when we played the Lions at home, he had 24 completions to 10 different receivers, and right out of the gates, five wide, you throw it to Felton, get him rolling. I think that's the key offensively.
And his best two performances this year, and quite frankly, overall, if you want to look at the best three, have all taken place at home. Lions this year, Niners this year, against Denver last year, almost went for 400, had three touchdowns. That's not infrequent with young quarterbacks to play better at home.
No, certainly not. And getting into a rhythm at home, get the crowd behind him. We don't want the boo birds out early. That's going to hurt a young quarterback. So I think Bill Musgrave and company have to get him rolling and into a rhythm early. With Adrian Peterson running the way he is, if they do that, the Vikings offense is going to move down the field.
Chicago Bears quarterback Jay Cutler certainly was in a rhythm when we went to Soldier Field 2 weeks ago today. You know, he's 25-0 during his career when he has a passer rating of 100 or better. Winning formula, defense.
I think it is crush Cutler. And Brandon Marshall killed the Vikings at Soldier Field. And there was good coverage on Brandon Marshall. So I think the key to stopping Brandon Marshall is to stop the guy who's getting the ball to Brandon Marshall. The Vikings pass rush, Paul, is much better at home. They have 17 sacks at Mall of America Field. So we need the reemergence of the Vikings pass rush to happen in order to stop Jay Cutler and Brandon Marshall.
Now, the last time the Vikings played the Bears, Devin Hester left the game with a concussion. Devin Hester very much will be playing today, which means from a kick return and punt return standpoint, you got to think about the cane.
And that's what's on my mind. The key to special teams, it's touchbacks. We've seen Blair Walsh kick the ball out of the end zone for touchbacks quite often this season, but we've also seen the Vikings try to put some airtime underneath those kicks, land it 2 or 3 yards deep, have the other team return it, and pin him inside the 20. I don't want that to happen this week. I think this is a game where you kick touchbacks, make them start at the 20. The Bears offense, Paul, only 7 touchdown drives of 80 yards or longer, and only 65% of their drives have been for 60 yards. So you want to make this offense drive the field on you, because this is an offense that relies on good field position when their defense can turn the ball over. They don't rely on methodical offensive drives.
Great job as usual, and thank you very much for watching Vikings Game Plan. As we said atop the show, love this football team. Appreciate what you're seeing with Adrian Peterson. This is a big game today. It's a huge Northern Division collision. Sit back, relax, and listen to it on the Vikings Radio Network and thoroughly enjoy it, because before you know it, the 2012 season is going to be gone, and that's it for football this year. For all of us here at Vikings Game Plan, I'm Paul Allen. Thanks for watching.